It feels good to be back. It always does. It's a little too long of a summer this year, but it was a good off season to look at, you know, what we did last year and learn from it and move on. So traveled a little bit, enjoyed my time with family and friends, and worked out in practice. So excited to be back.
So much talk about you reviewing every shift from last season. Paul said, you know, that's what happens when you've got a coach for a dad. Probably happens at the dinner table. But what did you learn from that?
I hope I learned something. I went through, like you said, every single game and looked at what I did a lot, good and bad things, and tried to change it now out on the ice, tried to do it better, and the things that I did well, try to keep doing that and work on that as well. So I've learned a lot from my dad, and especially since we talk about hockey every single day. So it was fun. I mean, you learn every year, and this was something new that I wanted to try and do.
With that Marner news, how do you think that affects the situation with Kyle and Patrick?
I have no idea. I'm the last guy you gotta ask stuff like that.
What's it been like with those two not in camp?
You want them here, no doubt about that. But if the 45 guys that we do half year sit and miss them every day, we're not going to move forward as a team. We obviously want them back, and when they do, we're excited. But right now, with the new guys that we have coming in, we're excited to create something with them and see where that takes us. So it doesn't change a thing in this locker room right now.
You talked about the work you did in the off season. What do you look for out of yourself the first few days of camp here as you get kind of back on the ice more routinely?
All the small things, you know. Obviously, you want to get back into to skating more and playing games and, you know, getting all the small details right before the season starts. And I think that I've had a really good preparation to do my best at camp and put myself in a good position. So I feel really good right now and just got to continue working.
Nick, have you been keeping in touch with Patrick and Kyle at all? I know it's out there today that Patrick's going to go with SC Bern in Switzerland and do some training and that sort of thing with him.
Well, I didn't know that, so there's your answer. I do talk to him, but it has nothing to do with any contract talks or nothing, and the same with Kyle. Like I said, in Chicago, I talked about my flow with KC and with Patty about everything else. So I know nothing.
What was today like? You guys have obviously been skating together as a group for a number of days here, but how different is the intensity when now the sort of starts for real as a group? Look like some of those one-on-one battle trolls were getting pretty intense.
For sure. I mean, there are guys that are trying to make this team, and there are guys that are trying to you know, keep their place in this team. So it would surprise me if it wasn't like that. Everyone wants to play well. Everyone wants to work hard and show the bosses that they can play NHL hockey. So we're doing it right.
What's an ideal number of preseason games that you'd like to get in? You have 7 on the calendar. Is there a number that sort of feels good for you to play?
I want to play as much as I can. I think for me, the best way to get ready for the regular season is playing games. For some guys, it's different, but if I put a number on it, 4, maybe 5, that I'm fine with that.
Realistically, what would it be like should, you know, Patrick and Kyle not make it back to camp? They accounted for a quarter of this team's goals last year. What's it like to try and cover off that kind of a loss in volume of goals?
We're not thinking about that right now. I mean, we have no idea what the situation is. I'm not saying we're waiting for them to come back, but we're going out there, and with the guys that we have, we're trying to create something and see what we can do with this team. And, you know, with the new guys that got in, I'm sure they can make up for some of it. And, yeah, like I said, we're trying to create something, and you know, not having those guys here, if they come back, we'll you know, try and create that with them again. So, you know, there are two guys that we played with for 3 years. They're like brothers. We want them back, but that's how it is. You know, we can't just sit and wait for them to come back. We got to do something while we're here and create something.
Just one more for me on Josh Morrissey. You're a guy who made a long-term commitment to this organization. A number of draft picks have done that. So just your thoughts on Josh signing now here long-term and being a Winnipeg Jet for at least the next 9 years.
Well, it's exciting for us. It's exciting for him, his family. You know, it's what every guy in this locker room works for. Everybody wants to play in this league for as many years as they can, and you know, he deserves it. I think he's an unbelievable player, and defensively he works his ass off and makes the right plays, and offensively he's great as well. So off the ice, an amazing guy. So it's exciting to have him here for the next 9 years.